Did you go to the Bernie Sanders rally at Safeco Field a few days ago? Oh, well then you've heard Taco Cat. They're a feminist punk band popular in the Capitol Hill music scene. Seattle DJ Marco Collins says Taco Cat is like the Go-Go's meets Bikini Kill.
I brought three different tracks to kind of play you guys. The first one's called I Hate the Weekend, and most people would think, what?
Why we live for the weekend.
Wait, we live for the weekend. However, this band is situated on Capitol Hill. And if you're familiar with what's been going on Capitol Hill, the weekends completely changed the face of the hill.
People going to clubs and bars and harassing people.
Yeah, and harassing people. A whole different group of people end up on the hill who never used to go there. It's kind of a bridge and tunnel crowd, if you will.
Right.
If you're from the East Coast,
you know what that means. Bridge and tunnel. Yeah. Suburban crowd.
It's a completely different crowd, and it kind of messes up things for the weekend.
What do you like about this song?
I love the energy again. To me, is what I love about them. They crack me up. Like, their message is serious. Emily, who writes the songs for the band, she's got some things to say. These lyrics are not meaningless lyrics. They're not love songs. They're songs that are about issues she's concerned about. However, the tone of the music is very upbeat and happy and sort of carefree. I love that juxtaposition.
The Northwest has got a history with feminism and rock music. Slater Kinney was, you know, jumps to mind.
Right.
Famous, you know, what, a generation ago now?
Yeah.
So compare then to now.
Again, I think, you know, with Taco Cat, I think that it is definitely a feminist band. You know, their message is strong, and they definitely have their opinions, and I feel like it's the sound that's different. You know, it's the sound that's more jovial. It's nice to see women in, you know, playing and fronting bands and out there kind of dominating. And, you know, when I listened to this record, I thought this record is so much better produced than their last record that this is really going to light some people up. People are going to love this thing.
And Taco Cat plays the new version of a theme song for Powerpuff Girls on Cartoon Network.
I don't know how they got this, but pretty amazing that they were able to, you know, record that theme.
The song is Who's Got the Power? A punk band doing a corporate theme song, even for the Cartoon Network. I'm old enough to remember when somebody would have called that selling out.
I don't know that selling out exists anymore. You know, back in the day, selling out, yeah, you're right. I don't know that this, in this day and age, you know, the music industry is a mess. For them to be asked to record a theme song like this, I don't know how much money they got, but it's for the Cartoon Network. If you're going to do it for something that you love. And clearly these women love Powerpuff Girls. Plus, to have that kind of an influence on a younger generation is pretty cool.
Plus, they're purposely kind of cartoonish in their videos. Their
Absolutely.
Whole approach is fun.
Yeah, they're very, you know, the whole live show is very caricature-oriented as well.
So it doesn't clank.
Right.
Let's go out on one more song.
So the last song that I brought is a song called Talk. It was their first official single. And this song is all about walking around, staring at your cell phone. And I got to say, I'm very guilty of this.
Together alone, stay true to your phone. Together alone, stay true to your phone.
How big is Taco Cat right now?
Not very big. Not. I mean, you know what? I have a feeling that this is going to take off. It just feels like it's ready, and the scene is ready for it.
Legendary Seattle DJ Marco Collins has been listening to feminist punk band Taco Cat, and he thinks you should too. Taco Cat's new album, Lost Time, comes out tomorrow. There'll be a record release concert tonight at Chop Suey.